very cool. Hey, last week was some week with George Takei. Everybody was writing me emails and telling me how much they enjoyed seeing George.
I love George.
Yeah. He's just the greatest. I was listening to some of the replays over the weekend, and I heard him with Jason Ellis. There were just a string of great guests. Like, I'll mention a few. Howie Mandel was great. Norm MacDonald was great. Jason Ellis.
That wasn't this last week, though.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess it's the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I even tweeted, I said, I would make a Mount Rushmore of great guests just based on the last week or so. Because, you know, George, who else was in here? It was just a bunch of...
Jason.
Yeah. There's a couple other people I'm forgetting.
Who else came in last week when George was here?
I don't remember.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock
how
was
could
in.
We forget that.
And he was great. He didn't stay long enough. He could have stayed all morning, as far as I'm concerned. It was just great. It was a lot of fun. So thanks to all those people who. Oh, Jesse Ventura was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really, really good stuff.
But you know what was. I couldn't get out of. The thing that amazes me about George is at 74 years old. He still gets so excited about a naked man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You've got such a beautiful cock.
Yeah, I know.
It's fascinating to watch because he gets all dreamy, his eyes get wider, and his voice changes.
You know what makes me happy, too? As great as it is that George Takei is part of our show and, you know, he's the announcer, quote unquote, but the fact that he's part of our team here. Is that now, all of a sudden, as a result, he's getting recognized a lot, and he's being asked to be on all these TV shows. Like, all of a sudden, you couldn't even get away from him. He was on Wendy Williams on... Jeez, this was all last week. And I love this because no one was having George Takei on. It was kind of like he was doing the Star Trek conventions.
Yeah, and he never was a sit-down guest on talk shows, I don't think.
And I was so happy that he was just on these talk shows. What is it, Gary?
If you go to Gary Page 2 in yellow, remember last week George was singing about Jason Ellis?
Yeah.
Psych put it to music.
Oh, no kidding.
It's in the first column in yellow.
I was going to play something from George on Wendy Williams, and I got to point something out about that, but let me hear this.
When you see a god like Jason Ellis, my heart grows and grows, as well as the other parts of me. Brad, I love you. You are my true love. But occasionally, true love needs to be burnished. So, Jason's in Dallas. Look at his face. Yes, yes, yes. And look at his ass. Oh, my goodness. The impossible dream with Brad. Brad. Brad.
All right, that's it. Psych is officially a genius. That is beautiful. Way to go, Psych.
Oh, my goodness, that's incredible.
Yeah, that is great. It's so funny, too, because George is just, like, the greatest. Look at you. Let me admire you.
Please.
Let me stare at you for a while.
I think it's so sad that people are sitting... They get these creams in Jamaica, and they rub them all over their bodies, and they try to stay out of the sun.
Should rub some of that on Sal's cock.
They can be lighter, even though they've been told that it could be dangerous.
Remember the other day when Sal was in here and Jason Ellis goes, "What's with your dick? It's black."
He needs to lighten up his dick.
Yeah. Ariel, you're on the air. Go ahead.